The Torah content from now through Pesach has been sponsored by the Kofsky family in loving memory of Adira, who loved big ideas and asking big questions.
Hello, I'm Rabbi Matt Schneeweis, and this is the Stoic Jew podcast, where we explore the relationship between Judaism and Stoicism. So I don't know if you could hear, but I am recording this outside on my walk to yeshiva. I decided that because I really wanted to make an episode today, and I fear that I won't have time, then I decided to make this episode as I was walking. We're actually not going to do a Stoic text today because, as you can see from the title of the episode, today is my 300th day of gratitude, of my gratitude journal. And I wanted to reflect on that in the podcast. So just to recap for those who have not heard me talk about this before, 300 days ago, my friend in Chavrusa, Levi, suggested that we try a gratitude accountability experiment. And the way it basically works is that each day, at any point in the day, usually I do it throughout the day, is we write each other an email. An email has five items. First thing is three things we're grateful for. And it could be, you know, things that happened that day or just things we thought about that day, but just three expressions of gratitude that we experienced that day. And then the next item is a moment of savoring, where we consciously allowed ourselves to experience and enjoy something. And then the last item is an act of chesed, an act of kindness or tzedakah that we did throughout the day. It could be to other people, it could even be to ourselves. And the idea behind this is that if you... You know, the premise of the thing is that gratitude is a desirable quality, and I've made episodes about that. But the premise of the practice is that the more you consciously set your mind to pay attention to these things, then the more you'll notice them, and then that will cultivate these feelings, the feelings of gratitude and enjoyment of life and the practice of doing kindness for other people. And it works. I mean, all day, I'm thinking about what I'm going to be writing in the gratitude journal, what I'm going to savor, and the accountability is the key factor because you know that you are accountable to another human being. You can't just like check it off. You can't just check it off in your own mind and say, oh, I did the gratitude thing. Like, no, you have to actually like express it in words to another human being. And we know that we read each other's gratitude journals, so it's real accountability. So. I was reflecting on the differences that I've noticed between the last 50 days, you know, since day 250, and I think for me, one of the things I've noticed is that my gratitude has become more particularized and more varied. I think when I first started off, then I had gratitude for similar sorts of things each day. And as I went on, and again, I'm just noticing this now, I noticed that there's a lot more variety in what I'm grateful for. And one of the particular forms of this is that experiences that would have been perceived by me as, things that would have been experienced by me as bad or annoying or frustrating are experienced without those feelings, and there's gratitude in its place. And I'll provide an example of this that happened this week. So on Monday, I was taking a shower. And I noticed that the water was not very hot. And so I actually turned the dial the faucet all the way to hot. And I got hot water, but it still wasn't very hot. So I just kind of assumed that, I don't know, that the downstairs neighbor was used up all the hot water or something like that. And I didn't think much of it. Then on Tuesday afternoon, I was washing the dishes and noticed that there was no hot water at all. So I contacted the downstairs neighbor, and he said that there's a problem with the water heater, and the plumber's going to come and fix it today. So this is on Tuesday. So plumber comes in the afternoon, evening, and I go off to yeshiva in the evening, and I come back, and the plumber's gone. So I texted the downstairs neighbor, and I said, I hope the fact that the plumber's gone means is good news. And he said, no, bad news. We need to get the water heater replaced. And he says, hopefully we'll do it tomorrow, namely today, Wednesday. But you know, no hot water for Tuesday night. So I said, okay, so I guess I'll take a cold shower. So Tuesday night, I went to, you know, prepared to take a shower, turned on the faucet, then realized that because our shower thing has only one faucet, it's not one of those like hot and cold faucets, there's a singular faucet, then I couldn't do just cold water, and therefore I couldn't do any running water. So what I did was I took the samovar. I forgot what other people call it here. I feel like people don't call it a samovar. The water, like the water urn, I guess, you know, hot water urn that I use on Shabbos, filled it up to the brim, plugged it in, wait till it got hot, and then went into the bathtub and basically, like, you know, dispensed hot water into a container and mixed it with cold water to make it not scalding hot, and then basically like you know, bathed myself by pouring it over my my hair and you know, and the rest of my body, right? And that's how I took the shower. So as I was doing this, I was thinking to myself, the first thought was realizing how grateful I am for the fact that I have hot water, and you tend to not appreciate things until you don't have them. So I was filled with gratitude for the fact that I generally do have hot water. And then the other thing also is that, like, as I was like doing this makeshift shower, I realized, like, you know, the fact that I have running water, I was able to just fill it up by opening a tap, get running water, and I have an electric water heater. I did not have to go get firewood and then start a fire and then boil the water myself. And I also have, you know, what were the three things? Running water as opposed to like going out to a well. I guess that was really two things. Yeah. The water heater, instead of needing to go get firewood and then go like building a fire, both of those things would have been really annoying. So I was thankful for those things as well. And I got clean, you know, like it was, you know, not great water pressure, you know, gravity, isn't as good, when it's just, you know, the act of pouring, but it was a functional shower and that was it. Now, here's the thing, okay, that I know that I only thought this because I've been practicing this gratitude journal every day. I, you know, knowing myself, I think I would have been frustrated, not mad, but frustrated, if I hadn't been doing this gratitude journal. And I did not feel frustrated. And when I say that, I don't mean that I feel frustrated and then I had these thoughts and the thoughts overrode the frustration or like were side by side with frustration. I mean that I did not feel frustrated. I just felt the gratitude. Okay. Now, I'm not saying that, let's say it doesn't get fixed tonight, I don't know what I'm going to feel then. I'm just saying that for one, the experience I had last night of no annoyance and just gratitude was definitely due to the fact, and that the thoughts of gratitude were what was filling my mind as I was taking a shower, quote unquote. So I know that that is directly related to the practice of gratitude that I've been doing. It's a direct result of that cultivation. Now, what does this have to do with Stoicism? Well, this is an interesting thing that I'm actually not going to read from Epictetus himself. This is Epictetus' concept, though, of what Epictetus called, you know, there's good and bad, which according to Stoicism is really has to do with how you use your will. And then there's what they call preferred indifference. So I'm going to read from the introduction to my edition of the Enchiridion, the handbook. And the introduction is written by Keith Seddon, who's a Stoic teacher. So he says, although things such as material comfort, for instance, will be pursued by the Stoic student who seeks eudaimonia, happiness, they will do this in a different way from those who are not living the philosophic life. For Stoics claim that everything apart from virtue, what is good, and vice, what is bad, is indifferent. That is, indifferent with regard to being good and bad. It is how one makes use of indifferent things that establishes how well one is making progress towards moral excellence and a eudaimon, a happy life. Indifferent things are either preferred or dispreferred. Preferred are life, health, and wealth, friends and family, and pretty much all those things that most people pursue as desirable for leading a flourishing life. Dispreferred are their opposites, death, sickness, and poverty, social exclusion, and pretty much all those things that people seek to avoid as being detrimental for a flourishing life. Thus, the preferred indifference have a value for a Stoic, but not in terms of their being good. They have an instrumental value with respect to their capacities to contribute to a flourishing life as objects upon which our virtuous actions are directed. The Stoic does not lament their absence, for their presence is not constitutive of eudaimonia. What is good is the virtuous use one makes of such preferred things, should they be at hand, but no less good are one's virtuous dispositions in living as well as one may, even when they are lacking. So I think the experience that I had last night with the hot water is an example of this, where, you know, hot water, having hot water is not good, and not having hot water is not bad. Having hot water is preferred. Namely, running hot water is instrumental to being able to live a flourishing life, you know, because it provides, you know, the ability to wash dishes, you know, which is another thing that I realized I was taking for granted, and to take an effective shower. But it's by no means essential for a good life. And because this Stoicism focuses on making use of impressions, of not just like defining things based on the way that your emotions would have you define them, you know, by default, but rather taking what's happening to you and then reframing it in a way that examines them in light of true good and true bad, you know, that's the habit that Stoicism seeks to cultivate, then I think the gratitude journal has been a great way to practice that feature of Stoicism. So I just wanted to express that, and also to publicly express my gratitude to Levi for suggesting that we do this practice. I highly recommend that you do this, and that you do it with a gratitude accountability partner. It's been a life-changing experiment. And I'm at Yeshiva now, so another thing I have written about that I'm thankful for, that I get to walk to work every day instead of driving, which is both good for my health, and I should say it's a preferred healthy practice, and it's also cost effective in terms of gas, especially nowadays. So anyway, I don't have my computer in front of me, so I don't know the sign off, but that is it for today's episode. If you've gained from what you've learned here today, please consider contributing to the Rabbi Schneeweis Torah Content Fund. I'm trying to do this by memory. My Venmo is at mattschneeweis @gmail.com and blah, 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 and something, something Patreon. And thank you to my listeners for listening. Thank you to my readers for reading. Thank you to my supporters for making it possible to something, something, making Torah available for everybody. Okay. All right. Have a good day.